On New York Institute of Technology Week, uninsured ER visits are costly for hospitals. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Pamela Treister, clinical assistant professor of nursing, determines preventative care can help alleviate this cost.
Since the 1986 passage of the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, emergency room professionals are obligated to treat all patients, regardless of their ability to pay. Consequently, hospitals are left to deal with the bills. Increased volume of uncompensated care has caused more facilities to close, leaving others to carry the burden of overcrowding. Many uninsured patients are undocumented immigrants who rely on emergency Medicaid, costing the nation $2 billion each year. While coverage definitions vary by state, emergency care and childbirth are typically covered, and one premature birth resulting from lack of prenatal care can cost the same as a dozen healthy births. Primary and preventative care can avoid exacerbation of symptoms and costly ER visits. Reallocating federal funds to prevent and manage chronic health conditions for undocumented immigrants could greatly reduce uncompensated care. But there are other challenges. Many patients have high deductible plans with large out-of-pocket expenses. Health savings accounts can help cover bills. In addition, the electively uninsured, often identified as the working poor, may struggle. Referrals to providers with a sliding scale for uninsured patients can address conditions earlier. More thought must be placed on how hospitals can bear the burden of uncompensated care. ER staff is proficient in saving lives. Now they must master fiscal health.
That was Pamela Treister of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.